Clap your hands, all ye nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amidst shouts of joy. The Lord admired the sounding of trumpets. Sing praise to God, sing praises. Sing praise to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of a nation's assembly as the people of the God of Abraham. For the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted.
First Timothy chapter 6, beginning at verse 11. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honour and might forever. Amen.
Karl Barth was a Swiss theologian who had been part of the Christian resistance to the Nazi regime in Germany. He did return to Switzerland for the duration of the war. Nevertheless, he clearly was used to extreme difficulties in world affairs. In December 1968, Karl Barth died in his sleep. That evening, before he died, he had a long telephone conversation with his friend Edvard Thorneisen. They discussed the world situation at length, which in those days seemed particularly despairing and difficult, with the threat of nuclear war closer than it was in decades. Edvard Thorneisen later recalled Karl Barth's last words. He said, "Indeed, the world is dark. Still, let us not lose heart, never. There is still someone who reigns, not just in Moscow or in Washington or in Beijing, but from above, from heaven. God is in command. That's why I am not afraid. Let us stay confident even in the darkest moments. Let us not allow our hope to sink, hope for all human beings, for all the nations of the world. God does not let us fall, not a single one of us, and not all of us together. Someone reigns." Well, with that, Karl Barth repeated as his last words the witness of the Bible and saw it applied to our own day. Looking back, we may not consider the days of 1968 quite so dark in comparison to other times. After all, even though the world has suffered much since then, also much good has happened, and we ourselves have experienced much joy and value, even under the shadow of so much international despair. In our own time and day, we again face an international situation that, if not hopeless, then at least seems quite strained. It seems that the rulers of this world are more out to create chaos than order, seek to make life more miserable than peaceful. They care more for their own power and control than for the good of the people, and even less so for the welfare of the world. The squabbling on the international sphere makes life unpredictable and possibly even dangerous. At the very least, it causes people everywhere financial difficulties and necessitates tightening of the belt. Those difficulties would be maybe in part the perfect opportunity to change some of our systems towards more sustainable and healthier ways. But instead, in many places, local rulers similarly are more concerned with our power and with being right, so that they reinforce ways that are harmful and unsustainable. Maybe in our human sinfulness, it can only be expected that we are often governed by incompetent leaders. It is unfortunately a human trait to trust in confidence over competence. That is why over the years, there have been so many narcissistic rulers. Indeed, if we are somewhat cynical, we might say that leaders making the right decisions are somewhat rare. And every time that it happens, we need to be thankful. Well, Psalm 47 reminded us that God reigns over the nations, that God is in control. Sometimes it doesn't seem like it. Sometimes little seems to go right in the world. Sometimes the powers of this world, which in biblical terms are often powers opposed to God, seem to have control. But I think Karl Barth was right. God still reigns. Much good still happens, and God's kingdom still grows, even amidst all too human faults. Because Karl Barth was a good Swiss, one of his favorite sayings came from a traditional observation that is even inscribed in the Parliament in Bern in Latin. Dei providentia et hominum confusione Helvetia regitur. By God's providence and human confusion, Switzerland is governed. Karl Barth, of course, changed it to Dei providentia et hominum confusione mundus regitur. By God's providence and human confusion, the world is governed. As we look back across history at the pain and suffering, but also the goodness and reconciliation, that may indeed be an apt statement. But of course, looking back, the Bible gives us hope for the future as well, for the one who reigns over the world, who sustains it, does so through Jesus Christ, the one who suffered with us and for us, who forgave us our sin, through whom God showed his radical love for us. That's why we can trust in the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever. Amen. Well, I'll continue with a little postscript. Remember how I began this homily with reference to the conversation between Karl Barth and Edward Thorneisen. For many years, the graves of those two theologians were not far away in a cemetery in Basel, so close to each other. By now, one of those graves has been covered over, as is standard practice in Europe. If, however, you want to continue to see those two names close together, you have to come to the other side of the world. In the Ahuriri Valley of the Southern Alps of New Zealand, Mount Barth and Thorneisen Glacier dominate the landscape. It is indeed such a majestic place that the powers of this world seem far away and the chaos of this world seem strangely dim. Amen.